Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the second Sunday of September, and the second Sunday means it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World. So it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. And joining us as usual on the second Sunday would be Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and he's zooming in from his new home in Kuski, Idaho. Too hot and too cold for me. Okay. And then zooming in from outer space, because that's what it looks like, would be Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. Good morning again, Linda.
Good morning.
Of course, Nathan is here keeping everything going in this Mercury in retrograde time frame, and seems to be that things are going smoothly. And we chatted with Stacy and her Frenchies tank and Bagman, and Linda got Stacy all balanced, and Dr. Nils got the Frenchies all balanced, and of course he solved all of Tank's problems from last month. And now we are ready to hear from you guys, and it looks like we are ready to go with our first caller. Is that right, Nathan?
That is correct, and we got a somewhat familiar voice joining us today.
I am delighted to say, get to welcome back. It's been a while since we've chatted with our caller, but you know, the first Sunday of the month is always Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And you know, I do regular interviews, often talking to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And one thing that we've been remiss in chatting about with Ananda on our monthly interviews in the last few months that I've realized was the Ananda Farms up on Kameno Island. But that's where we're headed next. We're going up to the farm, and we're going to welcome back to Animal World Will Breckenridge. Good morning, Will. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. So good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's good to hear yours too. And I just, you know, you're one of my favorite people and one of my favorite spiritual family folks. And I'm delighted that you're here, but you are not coming to us today in an official capacity to talk about stuff. We're actually going to get some help for you and your actually family sort of situation here today.
And yeah, that's right.
I alluded to that we were going to do something a little different. And this is the call I was thinking about, folks. Because, you know, with our healers here, you know, Dr. Nils Rasmussen, we are, you know, that Dr. Nils works primarily with animals, but some humans. And Linda works with the human animals, with the humans. And so somebody calls in, Nils works on the animal and Linda works on the human. Well, this is an interesting situation. I do the, you know, animal consulting sort of thing for the Ananda Farm, and they've got lots of animals. Well, their old farm dog, Tulsi, is getting too old, and he's going to be, he's not going to be around forever. And so it was time to kind of rejuvenate the dog forces on the property. But a little unusual in that someone in the neighborhood, I think it was Will, had a litter of puppies that had accidental breeding, a golden retriever mom and a black lab dad or something like that, but a litter of black puppies. And three of them have ended up are on the farm or around the farm. So two of them are the farm puppies now. One lives with some people right close to the farm. Well, anyway, what we're going to do today, Will is calling in because any of you regulars, you may remember, you know, Will has done an interview with me about the Ananda Farm. I don't know, a number of times, Will, but it's been quite a while. But during the years that you've chatted with me here on the air, we've married you, you found your wife, and then you had we helped you have your first baby. And yeah. That was little, I think the last time we talked was shortly after I think Leo had joined the world. Anyway, you have a wonderful little guy named Leo, and he's about 2.5 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, like 2 years, I think, 8 months at this point.
2 years, 8 months. Okay. And just a smart, sensitive little guy. Well, anyway, ran into kind of an issue because he'd always kind of, you know, liked the animals and was interested in them. Well, two little black lab type puppies at like, you know, the 9 to 12 weeks, they're in that age frame now. Well, that can be a lot of energy and they can get really excited and all over the place. Well, little Leo ended up kind of flipping his little cookies. And didn't he, Will? He had some real terror going on related to these exuberant little puppies. Is that right?
Yeah, he pretty much climbs up me like a tree.
And anyway, since I have been coming out to the farm on a regular basis to educate them about the puppies and setting all that up, well, I just put Will and Leo on the list. And so you know, Will said, what can we do to help Leo get through this? Well, in hearing the story and hearing how intense a reaction Leo is having to these the puppies, I immediately started thinking about Dr. Nels and nervous systems getting stuck, you know, when you have an emotional trauma. And I'm wondering, could a toddler like Leo's age, that could happen to him, couldn't it? So anyway, I talked to Dr. Nels and said, you know, can you work on a child like we could? And, you know, and of course he said, of course we can't. So that's kind of what there's no animal involved here except human animals. And we've got Will, and then we have our little 2.5 plus Leo. Now, Nels, you're already tuning into something, so I'm not quite sure how we start here. Are you working on what do we do to? Because I think Linda's got to get involved, at least with Will
yes.
and stuff. But you're already working on something. Have you got your fingers on Leo already?
I've got my fingers on Leo already. We're starting to do the tune-up, and I'm also picking up that it feels like there's some ancestral energy involved.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking that Linda might be able to work on that. What do you think, Linda?
With Leo, you mean?
Are you talking with Leo or Will?
With Leo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, like, we can't work with Leo like we would an adult human here on the air and have him do so. What do you do with young children like this, Linda?
Well, there's a whole area of BEST, which is just light touch, which is, you know, another version of what Nels is doing when he works with the furry animals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was created, it was originally called Infant BEST because it was created
Infant BEST.
Babies
wow.
and toddlers, but now we call it Family BEST because really it works on any age and size of human to use this kind of touch. So really what Nels is doing is a version of that already. And then, of course, there are emotions in the mix. And, of course, with young children who are still developing language, a lot of times then we have to have either the parent or the practitioner or someone you know, lean into the emotional frequency for the child.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so it looks like you have found things that need balancing in Leo, Nels, because you're
right.
still working, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm getting I guess you could say the underlying energy patterns. I'm getting those sorted out and balanced for Leo. And just like with Bags, you know, the bag man and his behavioral issues,
This is time out. Will, he's referring to Stacy, our call screener, and her little French bulldog's name is Bags. And he's quite an emotional little Frenchie. And Dr. Nels has had to work on little temper tantrums that Bags can have. And it's been remarkably successful. We haven't had to do any training or behavior modification. Nels just does this remote session on the dog and the behavior goes away. So I'm hoping the same thing will happen with Leo. So continue, Dr. Nels.
Yeah, so that's essentially that's what I'm doing here is I'm just realigning the energy, getting it all to balance out the way it's supposed to be. And as I mentioned, it felt like this was sort of an inherited thing. You know, it's we not only inherit things genetically, but energetically as well. And they can be handed down through a long line before they finally manifest in ourselves, or in this case, in Leo. So you could look at it as in a past life or a past ancestral situation, there was probably something to do with dogs. That was, you know, a big deal.
Now, right? Intuitively, can you get whether it's from mom's side of the family or dad's side of the family?
I'm picking up that what I'm looking at right now is the mother's side of the family.
Because that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I'm getting, okay. So, and, Will, you're off the hook. It sounds like your genes aren't the, isn't the track back to the past.
It's mother's side, and it's also five generations back.
Mother's side, five generations back. Well, how specific is that? That's very cool. All right. And so, but you don't have to go back and do that. You just balance Leo with what's going on now, and you're effectively addressing that energy. Is that correct?
Well, I'm going to do the balancing, the basic, what I think of as the basic balancing, neuroenergetic balancing first. And then I'll see if there's anything left over in that other channel. And there might be any emotional thing going on there. And so, you know, I can do that. Or if Linda feels like she wants to look into it, she can. But that's
I looked into it. And the feeling of trust is the vibrational frequency that is involved with the healing of this ancestral pattern.
Trust is the word. So are you working also, Linda, on Leo at this point?
I was, in the sense of finding the energy of trust.
Okay. So how do we receive? Does Nels, do we have you keep doing what you're doing and have Linda do Will? Or what do we do?
Here's what I'm going to do. And Linda can, maybe she can riff off of it. And that is, as I'm doing this energetic balancing, what I think more of the basic physical type balancing, I'm going to be holding that vibration of trust in my heart as well. Okay. And if I was going to do the other part of it, I would be essentially pretending, you might say, that I was working on this person five generations back and clearing out that emotional issue of trust.
Okay, so you do go back and work at the past energy. Oh, okay. Right. I knew this was going to be a new experience for us here on the air because we've not quite done anything like this. But fascinating that you can actually energetically go back and do something about that.
Yeah, it's it's kind of into this whole how time and space don't really matter when you get to a certain perception or perspective.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah.
So I would imagine, you know, though, that it's important that we that we'll get a session. Because, you know, you can only imagine, you know, your first child and when they get this freaked out about. So, I mean, that's got to be affect the, you know, parent.
Right. I would say we ought to see if Linda and Will can do something there. I'm going to keep working with Leo and the ancestor here.
Okay. You keep doing that. So, Linda, are you at a point now where you could work with Will?
Yeah. Does that sound good, Will?
Sure. Yeah. Ready and willing.
Okay, all you have to do, Will, is follow the instructions. I'm turning you over to Linda.
Okay, thank you, Martha.
All right, so, Will, I'm going to have you just bring into your mind whatever pictures, thoughts, and feelings are involved with your son's response to the puppies. And just let that be in your mind and in your heart.
Okay.
And then set all of that aside and focus on the feeling of dread, a feeling of dread.
Feeling of dread.
And we're going to replace dread with a feeling of cherish. Cherish.
Cherish. Cherish. Okay.
And the number two. And then your eyes are closed and looking down toward your heart. So just rolling your closed eyes downward. Your breathing will be to take a deep breath in and then exhale. And hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can as you're thinking cherish too with your eyes turned down toward your heart. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to and repeating the exhaling and breath holding out.
Well, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking down at your heart. You've let out all of your breath, and you're holding it out as long as you comfortably can. Replace that breath and let it out again whenever you need to, while you think, cherish, and the number two. Cherish, two. Cherish, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Will, and with your eyes open, just gently tip your head and look toward the earth and then raise your head and then let your thoughts return to this situation with Leo, whatever pictures and feelings come into your mind. And that is complete. So.
Wonderful.
And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish.
All right. So the affirmation you're going to use, Will, is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. Sometimes these affirmations, the wording sounds a little strange, but we've already know that the specific wording that comes through Linda is important. So just use it the way, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. And Linda, how should Will use this affirmation?
Well, the best way to get the most out of it is to think this or say it a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day. Mm. And the other way to use it is if you feel any sense of concern rising about the situation with the puppies, see if after you notice this concern, you can gently turn toward this feeling of cherish and what in this moment you cherish.
Oh, now that reminded me, I get a thought in, Dr. Nils. Remember with Stacy and Bagman, the younger Frenchie. Will, one of the problems he had is all of a sudden after years of going to the same espresso stand, when the barista would acknowledge the dog, he'd have a little fit and bark and carry on. And so Nels worked on him, got him balanced. And then you gave Stacy an affirmation, and it had something to do with Harmony.
Yes.
And so you had told Stacy that if Nell, when she was at the espresso place, and if Bags started to go into this, that she was to focus on being grateful for harmony. So right. is that similar, Linda, to what's going on here? Like if Will is with Leo, and Leo might be starting to get a lot nervous, for him to do the I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish?
Yeah, that's one situation. The other would just be if Will notices his own mind kind of starting to dwell on concerns about it. Just so Leo doesn't have to be in the room or in his mind from something that's currently happening. It's just the thought of it. And then gently just turning towards something, just thinking, I cherish whatever you cherish in that moment.
And sometimes it can be related to the words that come through when Linda's doing this, like dread was where you started with this. So I would imagine there might be a feeling of, Will, you could have a feeling of kind of dreading having to go into a situation with Leo and the animals or something. But if you felt any of that kind of energy, the way to shift that is to go to the I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish and move into the energy of cherish. Is that right, Linda?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So then for today, it sounds like we're good. Dr. Nels, you've done Leo, and Linda, you've done Will.
Right.
How might we proceed with this? Because I know we chatted a bit, Dr. Nels, that you could work with Will off the air, and perhaps it could work Dr. Nels offers a kind of do-it-yourself at home program that people can learn how to do this work on their animals. It's kind of a do-it-yourself. But so you could work with Will to teach him how to do something with Leo?
That would be a little trickier. The Mortar Health System, who teach this work, actually have a program called Family Best.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great program that families can essentially care for each other with a simplified version of what we do. And it's very effective. And I think Linda's had a little more experience with sharing that program than I have. Is that right, Linda?
Yeah, I intermittently have had people come together and learn. And I am with any of the people that I work with, they're welcome to come into my office or to get on a Zoom call, and I can coach you through a Family Best treatment on some family member.
Hey, now what about, I'm thinking, of course, you know, because Will's a farmer, so, you know, we don't have a huge bank account to draw on and so forth. And I'm wondering, Linda, one of the things, Will, that Linda offers is a free introductory session to new people. Is this something, I mean, could Will call you for something like that? And could you start a family thing and talk to him about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So have you got something to write with Will?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So what you can do after the show or sometime, you can call Linda. She's verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. But you can call or text her just to make an appointment for a free introductory session, and then you can learn more about this and all of that. The number to call is 206-841-1992. And yes, whoever is thinking it out there, if you've not worked with Linda in person, you also can get a free session. All you have to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. Okay. And then, Dr. Nels, I know you said today, anybody that's a new client could do a free Zoom to see it. Would that apply to Will too?
Well, that could work for Will as well. I'm trying to think of, because what we're really trying to do here is help Leo out. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, I would be happy to entertain a call from Will and see what we can do to get him up to some kind of speed on helping Leo if he needs more. It'll be interesting to see what happens, what's shifted here. By the way, on that ancestor five generations back,
yes,
mother's side, I also found the feeling of truthful. So usually that comes about because of somebody having to suppress their what they wanted to say, or they felt like it wasn't safe to say what really needed to be said in the way of truth. So there was an issue there, and it's possible because of the hand-me-down nature of this vibration and the dog situation that something of it had to do with dogs, but I'm kind of making that story up, so who knows?
All right. So I think then we can say that we've done what we can do here on the air. Will, we've got you balanced, and we've got Leo balanced at the moment. You know that you can contact Linda off the air for an introductory session, and so that she can talk to you about the family stuff. But you could also contact Dr. Nels through healingministryforanimals.com, and he'd be happy to have a free phone call with you to talk about all of this. So does all that make sense to you?
I'm just grateful for your time and support, Dr. Nels and Linda, and grateful for the feeling of cherish too. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good feeling to be able to get into. And then, just so you know, even if you don't do anything off the air with either Dr. Nels or Linda, you can always call the second Sunday of every month, and we can repeat this.
Okay.
And balance at that point. And I know you and I will stay in touch, so you can let me know. And I would like to know from you, I would like a report this week sometime before next Sunday.
Yeah, definitely.
So you tell me what's going on, mm-hmm. so that I'll be able to do a little follow-up report next Sunday, okay?
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know how our next interaction with the puppies go.
Excellent, excellent. Now, then I think we can take a couple of minutes here. As long as I've got you on the line, how about we talk about the farm just for a minute? Because I'm just so impressed because I've been up to the farm more than once now, you know, working with the puppies and the farmers. And my goodness, the Ananda Farms on Camino Island, it's on the south end of the island. Man, have they expanded, and it just is growing into the most incredible place. And you've started a bunch of new stuff up there at the farm. And now I know you have open hours. People can actually come to, you know, get the products and the produce, but you're also serving food on a regular basis, aren't you?
We are. Yeah.
Could you tell us about that?
Yeah. It's, you know, it lately started to feel like fall. Especially since we have the fruit coming in, apples, pears, plums, we did our first cider press last week, which was fun. But every Saturday, we've been doing this since June, but every Saturday through the end of this month, we have our cafe open at the farm, and it's from 12 to 3 p.m., and you can come, and it's basically kind of self-serve, but we just offer coffee, tea, food, and it's all by a donation basis. And you have the opportunity to have a bite to eat, to walk around the farm, go on a tour, meet all of our animals, the alpacas, chickens, pigs, and goats. And you can also shop for some of our produce and our homemade products at our farm stand, too.
Fantastic. That's what I wanted to mention. So I didn't realize they were doing this, but it's very cool. They have this little cafe, and you can 12 to 3 on Saturdays through the end of this month, you can go and food, and it's on a donation basis. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. So check it out. AnandaFarms.com. AnandaFarms.com is the website. And Will, thank you so much for calling in. And I can't wait to talk to you later in the week so you can let me know how you and Leo are doing with those puppies.
Yeah. And if there's one more minute, I just want to mention we also have one more farm supper.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So the cafe, it's no reservation. You know, you come between 12 and 3, you know, on Saturdays through the end of September. Our farm supper is a reservation, and you sign up online at anandafarms.com, and it's a full vegetarian course, you know, which includes music, it includes a farm walk, and it's a really awesome experience. We love offering it, and we do it basically during the summer, July, August, and September. And so our next one and our last one for the year is September 23rd. So that Saturday evening starts at 4:30. So you arrive at 4:30. The dinner begins at 5. And it usually goes from 5 to, you know, 6:30 or 7, depending on the sunlight that we have. So if you haven't been to a supper, this is a really fun opportunity. It's a chance to be just in nature, in community. It's always amazing, just the people who just magnetically show up. It's always a different crowd. You know, we have
the incredible food that's grown there. I mean, the energy and the food that they grow is absolutely knocks your socks off. It's just different than any other produce anywhere else. It's really incredible.
To welcome you.
All right. Thank you for the heads up on the farm and all that good stuff. And you and I will chat during the week. And Dr. Nils and Linda both can look forward to hearing from you off the air.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you all for your time and help.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty then. We are way behind on advertisers. And yes, I'm assuming you're message here, Nathan, we'll just put everything together and run them all at once. We're just going to take care of a pile of advertisers right now so we can stay on the air. And then, well, let's see. We're already in Idaho, and then we've just been to Camino, but for crying out loud, I think we're going to South Carolina. So you better stay with us to find out what's up with that. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos for insightful conversations, awaken consciousness. Sunday, September 10, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, join us for Archetypal Symbols, synthesizing symbolic metaphors, numerology, tarot. We share this Virgo's new moon's astrological vision story centering on integration. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, September 10 at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. I've got to get up to Bridges this week and get some more of the NuPro supplement for Robbie. Incredible skin and hair coats. It's amazing. So check them out. NuProSupplements.com. And our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Check it out. Whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call for an appointment in person or remotely. 206-706-2836. And of course, we heard from our wonderful healer, Linda Rasmussen. She's at verticalenergyworldwide.com, and you can work with her in her office at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that haven't worked with her in person. 206-841-1992, and you can call or text her at that number, 206-841-1992. Alrighty, so before we run out of time, we've got a couple of callers, but first, holy moly, this is a blast from the past. Now, unless my memory, I don't believe we've, Dr. Nels, heads up here, it has been years, but this goes back to our days. Y'all remember when Robin Alexis was a regular guest on Animal World? And this was long before she did Mystic Radio with past life people and pets and stuff. Well, we had a regular caller that did it on Robin's show and here. And I've missed her. And we haven't talked for years. Oh, crap. It's making me cry. I think this is where we're going. We're going to South Carolina. And Franny, is that you? And if it is, welcome back to Animal World.
Oh, thank you, Martha. You're going to make me cry.
It is you, Franny. Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice. Wow.
Yours too. Yeah.
All righty. So,
4 years or more?
Yeah, it's been at least that long, because it's been before the pandemic, however long that has been.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you're still in South Carolina.
North Carolina, but I'm right now in South Carolina.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. And so what do you need help from Dr. Nels and Linda with today?
I've got a feral cat, and she's been a part of the family for a long time. She's an older cat. And she'll just more come inside just for a few minutes and then take off. But for some reason, animals seem to follow me. And since I've been here, there's been other feral cats that have shown up. So now this cat has a infected eye. Every now and then, she'll let me put silver drops in her eye, but it'll take a month before she trusts me again to do it. And so right now, I can tell it's really infected. And the other problem is that she has this behavioral issue. Since the early last year, one feral cat, another feral cat showed up. Then she had two kittens, and now she has more kittens.
Oh, my.
So this older cat really feels, I can tell, left out, and they're taking over her space. So she's, like, hissing at the kittens and...
Okay, so we've got several things going on. Now, you've mentioned more than one feral cat, Franny. So I think you need to talk to us about this particular feral cat. What does she look like and so forth, so Dr. Nels can get tuned into her? So what does she look like?
Gray and white cat, kind of greenish eyes, except for the one that's infected. It's starting to turn color.
Okay. But gray and white and like a tabby cat or just
kind
gray and white?
Not a tabby cat. She's not just a gray and white, kind of heavy.
Does she have a name that you call her?
We call her Stray Kit, K-I-T-T.
Okay.
Stray Kit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Stray Kit, gray and white, female, heavy. You able to get a connection, Dr. Nels?
Yes, I am. Right. Just curious, which eye is infected?
The left eye. Left eye.
Okay. I was picking up an energy around the left eye, but often it's the opposite side, so that's interesting.
Good to clarify.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm going to tune in here. Let's see what I get. All right. Yeah. I'll be working on the opposite side, the right side of the neck, and... down pretty close to the bottom of the rib cage on the right. I'm connecting some points there. I'm picking up that there's going to be several things that I'm going to need to connect. So this might be a good time to segue over to Linda and see what can happen there.
Yeah, it sounds like Franny is responsible for a lot of ferals and stuff. And she's got one of those invisible shingles like I do. You know, any wayfaring animals stop here. So I'm sure that Franny could use some work. So would you like a session with Linda, Franny?
Yes, great. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to turn you over to Linda. Linda, Franny is all yours.
All right. Well, it's good to meet you, Franny. And I'm going to invite you just to think the sky is blue. Just think of a blue sky. The sky is blue.
The sky is blue. Which it actually happens to be today. The sky is blue.
And I'm going to invite you to bring a person who has been on your mind a lot into your thoughts right now. Just focus on that person. If there's more than one person you've been thinking about, just select one to bring into your thoughts. And let me know, do you have somebody that comes into your mind?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so just keep thinking of that person, noticing how you feel. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on a feeling of tranquility. and the number two. And your eyes are closed and you're looking up with your closed eyes at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to invite you to just do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just taking a very long inhale and then a very long exhale, just very gently, as you're thinking tranquility too, with your closed eyes looking up at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Franny, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out, breathing, thinking, tranquility, and the number two. Tranquility, two. Tranquility, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just tip your head forward and look toward the earth. And then let your head come to a comfortable position and remember that person that you were thinking of. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
Okay. Thank you.
And so, Franny, you want to use that a lot the next few days to keep the energy going. And whenever, it says whenever, you know, the stuff comes around, this will bring you back to center.
Okay. Thank you so much, Linda.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, Dr. Nels is still working. You still working on our stray kit?
Yep, I've got stray kit.
Looks
balance.
Like you're pulling stuff out, huh?
Yeah, I'm I'm doing what I call energy pumping. And there was some of that for the head related to the eyes, I'm pretty sure. And then we're in the lower part of the body. It seems to be the kidney energy is sluggish, so I'm just pumping that up a little bit. And let me see if there's more. Nope, that seems to be it.
All right, Franny. So we've got stray kit... balanced, and you too.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Gosh, and it's
thank
been so long. Franny, you need to not be such a stranger.
I will. And just got in the way.
Yeah, just remember that Dr. Nels and Linda are here the second Sunday of every month, so we will need a report next month to know how you're doing.
Okay.
And just in case you don't know, next week, the third Sunday, I have our psychic gal these days, Natasha Venter, who's a great communicator and reader. So if you want to know anything on that level, you can call again next Sunday.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. It was so good to hear your voice, and I'm just delighted to know you're still there and the animals are still following you around. So please don't be a stranger. Stay in touch, okay?
Thank you, Martha. Much love.
All right. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. It looks like we're going to head to Seattle. And Bettina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Good morning, everybody. It's nice to hear your voices and fascinating show today.
Okay, so, Bettina, you're quite muffled right now. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not. I have my headset on.
Okay.
Is it better?
About the same.
Yeah.
Better?
That's better.
Yeah, much better.
I took my headset off. Sorry.
That's totally better. Totally better. It's like you were in another world and there was a partition between us.
Oh no, what's going on with my headset today?
Okay, well, you're back on the same planet now, so we're good.
Great.
And it looks like what you're calling about Luna and Skeeter.
Yes, we had a smoke and fire alarm inspection, and alarms were going off, and I could not get them out of the house quick enough, like out of the apartment complex. So Luna is hesitant, like walking through one of the doors of the apartment building.
So it sounds like we have some nervous system issues, Dr. Nels.
Yeah, right. Fight or flight.
Yeah.
This, why is this sounding familiar? Is this what did we do this last month? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, 1 month, my alarm was going off and the batteries had to be changed. And then there was a full inspection of the building like a week later, but it was after I had my call with you.
Ah, okay, okay. That's why I was I had this really strong deja vu, so strong I thought it really did happen.
I know.
All right, and you were right on, it sounds like. Yeah, yeah. But it sounds like it got triggered right again after your last session.
Yeah, unfortunate when that happens. I'm working on Luna right now, and she's definitely the fight or flight thing. We're working on those basic points. Like I have in my little reset program, the one on the side of the neck and the one down at the last rib. So we're getting a reset going for Luna here. We might want to have Linda tune in to Bettina and see what might be going on for her.
Yeah, and I was just going to chime in too, Bettina, with all this fear stuff with the alarms. Have you got a jolly routine set in for these kids? And do you do that stuff when things like this happen?
I don't know, because I don't know what that is. I haven't heard of that before.
Oh, well, then we're missing a big piece of your part of this pie and what you need to do. I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to just tell you that you need to learn about jolly routines, and I need to explain that. We'll see. I'm going to, because we're getting towards the top of the hour, and I want Linda to have time to be able to work with you. And we'll either hold you over and do that or have you call next week, and then I'll explain it all to you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So so you and I, Bettina, have more work to do, and we'll figure out whether we do it this week or next week. But Linda, I'm turning Bettina over to you. She's all yours.
Hi, Bettina.
Linda. How are you today?
I'm great, other than a little frog in my throat. So I'm going to invite you to think about the thing that right now is concerning you the most. So whatever that is, bring that into your thoughts, the thing that's concerning you the most. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of reliable.
I'm sorry, I missed that word.
Reliable. Reliable and the number two. And your eyes should be closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath in and hold it in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking reliable too.
Bettina, you have your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead, taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can, but exhaling and replacing the breath whenever you need to, thinking reliable, and the number two. Reliable, two. Reliable, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward and looking toward the earth and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that thing that concerns you back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about it, noticing how you feel about that thing that concerns you. And then set that aside and focus on tranquility and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think tranquility two.
Okay. Got your eyes closed. And you're thinking tranquility. number two. Tranquility, two. Tranquility, two. Tranquility,
perfect.
Two.
Breathe normally, and with your eyes open, tip your head and look toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then thinking about that thing that concerns you the most right now. And that is complete. And this time the affirmation is just to think the word tranquility and really allow this feeling of tranquility to be a present reality, especially noticing your body carrying this energy of tranquility.
So much.
You're welcome.
All right. So we are all good there. And Dr. Nels, you finished up with Luna and Skeeter?
Yep. They both needed a good reset and they got it.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Bettina, we are kind of up against the clock because we've got to close up hour number two, and then we got to get ready to do the love train, and then we will have another hour starting at 11, but we don't have anybody else holding on the line, so if you wanted to hold on, we could pick you up on the other side and then talk a little bit about the Jolly Routine and what you do with that. Or you can call me back next week because Natasha and I'll be here, and this is appropriate for next week's show as well. So, how would you like to do that?
I would like to call you next week.
Okay, great, great. So you give me a call next week, and you remember that we've got to talk about Luna and Skeeter and their reaction to the alarms and stuff, and what you're going to do besides Dr. Nils and Linda to change the way they feel about this stuff. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All righty, we look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, so that means phone lines are clear. Now we are getting ready to fire off the love train one more time this week, but then we got another hour to go. And yeah, we've got some stuff to chat about, but of course we'd much rather work with you and phone calls take priority. So if you would like us to work with you on the air, Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen are here, and local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. Email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. We are getting ready to fire up the love train, and remember, dancing is required. You can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with me. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music so that we get lots of extra energy for today and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.